A Thursday morning, that makes it a great time for me to say it's time to talk with the people of Dungas Family of Autos, and Jason's in to get us going for
Hey, good morning,
home
Charlie.
Of the 995 oil change.
Home of the 995 oil change, and you know, today's a great day to be out driving.
It is.
To be out in your car.
Particularly if you have a convertible.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine what it would be like to have a convertible today?
A Mustang convertible, maybe.
Yeah. I know a place you can get a Mustang.
Really?
I know a place you can get
locally?
A convertible. Locally. It happens to be Dungas Family of Autos, conveniently located on Highway 75, just south of Nuwata Road. And we have all kinds of Fords, Toyotas, Lincolns, plus a wide assortment of lovingly owned pre-owned vehicles.
Those are some great buys, but I like to tend to gravitate over to the Mustang, particularly if you've got the Shelbys in there. It just, you know, it's worth,
Charlie,
you've got
do,
to.
Yeah, yeah, definitely come see one of the Shelbys.
I'm not sure if it's just part of a certain age or being male or what it is, but
I don't know. There is something about the Mustang that may be kind of testosterone-inducing.
Could be, yeah.
One of the things I love about the new Mustangs, you have a bunch of options on engines, mm-hmm. powertrains. You can actually get one of the new Mustangs with a four-cylinder EcoBoost engine.
One of my favorite engines from Ford. That's the 2-liter EcoBoost engine. Yeah.
2.0-liter.
Yeah.
It has...
One I've got in my Fusion. Yeah.
It has the sound of a Mustang.
Oh.
It's got the pickup of a Mustang. And it's got the gas mileage of a Fusion.
There you go. I like that part. one thing that the Mustang is known for was it was one of the classic power cars, you know, and it still is. It has that classic look.
It sort of turns you into James Dean as you sit down into it. I don't know, a little old man like me, I get into a Mustang and all of a sudden I'm 27 again.
I can't think of any images of Sean Connery driving one, so I guess I'll have to go with James Dean, yeah.
So right now, you may not have started the celebration yourself, Charlie, because it has come a little bit early this year.
You're not talking about Truck Month.
It is Truck Month.
Wow.
Congratulations. Yeah. It's like Hanukkah. It floats around every year.
It does. It kind of ebbs and flows, but it's generally one of the harbingers of spring.
This is it. Yeah. And as springy as it is outside, Ford has declared it is Truck Month. And along with Truck Month, we have some fantastic deals on all of the F-Series vehicles that we have in stock.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie, did you know that the F-Series of trucks has been America's best-selling truck for 40 consecutive years?
Only from the standpoint that Brad mentioned it last week, but yes, I have heard that before.
I think Brad walks around with, instead of a "Hello, I'm Brad" sticker on his lapel, it's a 40 years of truck month, or a 40 years of trucks kind of sticker. So.
Well, and Ford has been a leader in trucks, you know, going back to, I think Jethro Bodine was driving a Ford truck in the Beverly Hillbillies. So, I mean, they go back a long ways.
It's because they're well-built, they're reliable, and frankly, they're America's truck. Come out to Dungas Family of Autos and celebrate Truck Month with us.
You got some great buys then, right?
Superb buys, plus 72 months of 0% interest and 90 days with no payments.
Wow, that's just like cash.
Pretty much. So, new truck, fantastic deals. No payments for 90 days, and zero for 72.
So many options on technology and everything else on those Ford trucks.
You know, some of the technology blows me away. The backup assist,
mm-hmm.
the trailer hitch assist.
That was a neat one. I saw that one demonstrated just a few weeks ago. Backing with a trailer is always one of those, okay, the rear end of the truck goes right, the trailer goes left. You have to stop and think about it for a minute.
Essentially, Charlie, the Ford has made it into a little video game where you place the marker where you want the trailer to be, you push the button, you take your hands off the wheels.
That's the hard part.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think, taking your hands off the wheels may be something that we have to get used to, Charlie. You and I may be dinosaurs, and there may be a little bit of trouble letting go, but I've got a feeling that we're looking at the last generation of drivers here.
I don't know. In one sense, I like that idea. It's probably going to be safer in the long run, but driving is one of those control things that we learn, it's definitely ingrained. Entering adulthood, driving a car, getting all those things going all at the same time.
It's going to be a big change.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, enjoy driving. And, we were talking about Mustangs. Mm-hmm. Toyota has
Toyota kind of answers that month with some great buys too.
Yeah, well, Toyota has some great buys, and Toyota has some really fun cars to drive.
Mm-hmm.
We of course have the Tacoma and the Tundra trucks.
That would figure heavily in a conversation.
If you're looking for a truck that's built for play, they're both built for work also. But
sure.
Oh, man, they are built for play. And, some of the features they have, including, the adaptive rock climbing and, they're just built to go off-road, to get muddy, to do donuts. I you sit down in a Tacoma
mm-hmm.
and it just takes the age off you.
That's one thing that living here I have missed when I moved from Illinois, is getting out in the middle of a Walmart parking lot at 2 in the morning and just, taking the car, figure eights and donuts and all that stuff on snowy mornings, going to work at the time of day that I went to work, it was on the roads at 2 and 3 in the morning, and so you could do that,
back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, Toyota, in addition to the Tundras,
yes,
we have some really nice, I don't want to call them entry-level cars, because they really are cars for life, but a couple of the newer vehicles, Toyota acquired the Scion-branded vehicles.
They did. That's going to be a major entry for Toyota.
It really is, and we have a couple of the, they call them the Toyota 86,
mm-hmm.
sporty little car. Just cool looking, low to the ground, makes you feel like you're going faster than you're actually going.
Mm-hmm.
Fun to drive. Toyota kind of sometimes has that Camry reputation of boxy and practical, and cars like this.
Energy efficient. It can't
exactly,
be fun.
Exactly. So what they've done is they have developed some really fun vehicles, and I know that they have some more in the pipeline, but the RAV4 is a blast to drive. The Corollas are a blast to drive. We also have the little Corolla IM, which, again, is a kind of a graduate from the Scion nameplate.
I would say if it wasn't a Scion, it sure ought to be.
It is a blast. So if you have a younger driver, or you're looking for something small and efficient but fun to drive, take a look at those Corollas.
Had fun with Brad a couple of weeks ago, because he had a brand new driver in the household, and he got to look at buying a car from the consumer point of view.
Oh, yeah. I think that might have been an eye-opener for a car dealer, and the grandson of a car dealer.
You and I can carry on this conversation, and we would, all the way to 10 o'clock under normal circumstances.
Well, that would lack some sort of etiquette. It would be if I had guests, Charlie.
If you had guests.
So, Charlie, this morning we have Jill, Stacy, and Rosalie.
Anthony Daniels' voice was in all of the Star Wars films except for the most recent. I'm not sure he was in that one.
Is Anthony Daniels still with us?
I believe he is.
I hope so.
Yeah.
So big influence on both of our childhoods.
Etiquette and protocol droid. Yeah.
There are about six nerds out there who understand what we're talking about. So this morning we have guests from How To Lady.
What's that?
Well, I'm going to let Jill explain.
Okay. Well, we are joined by Jill Epperson and Stacy Lard, and is it Rosley Cooper? Thank you so much for coming in. And Stacy, I guess the mic's pointed more at you than anybody else. So good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having us. We're grateful to you and Jason and the Dunges family and KWN for allowing us to come in today and talk a little bit about our new business,
How to Lady. I like the logo. What's going
on?
Well,
thank you. We kind of are creative sometimes, and we
you're
came up with a really good logo.
You're looking at your shirts realizing you all got the logo on.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to remember when you get up early what you put on, but I usually put
Trust
this on
me,
when I'm working.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'll find myself wearing a red shirt at St. Patrick's Day, you know, but I got dressed, you know, and it wasn't, at 3 something in the morning, I wasn't thinking about St. Patrick's Day, you know.
Right. It happens. It happens to us all. Sometimes you get the wrong shoe on it. Happens, but that's not what we're here to talk about today. Today we're here to talk about etiquette.
Right.
We have a workshop coming to Bartlesville.
Now this is a whole lot more than where to put the right fork, right?
This is a lot more than that. So this is our first workshop. It's going to be March 3rd and 4th. Hillcrest Country Club is our sponsor, and we're going to be teaching not only classic etiquette of dining and how to eat properly, but more importantly, modern day etiquette, which would be, include cell phone etiquette and social media etiquette.
Put it away at the table.
Right. And it's only for girls 12 to 18, but etiquette is actually something, I mean, I've had a lot of adults say we need this too. And I would agree because I've seen several walking into walls and different places texting. So it's something that's needed. And we, as mothers, have been discussing it for a while about how communication is changing. Our youth today, they don't really understand how to look at someone in the eye and introduce themselves because they feel more comfortable via texting or social media to communicate with people. So it's almost a lost art that we've decided to focus on for our workshops.
I know I'm old. I text in complete sentences. You know, it's just one of the
You need to get a teenager around because you'll get really short sentences.
You know, my granddaughter has just turned 14 months old. Sooner or later, she can teach me, you know?
Yes, but, yeah. And they do come out. My two-year-old grandson is a whiz on the little iPad. He fixes it for me and everything. So they do come out knowing a lot about media.
Yeah, they do. Well, again, why choose that particular age range other than you think you've somebody that can talk to them?
Great question. So I have taught girls from about that same age, 12 to 18, for the last 20 years. I've done girls camp on different subjects, anything from fitness, which we are all fitness buddies. We run every day together. So that's kind of where we go to solve the world's problems on Pathfinder here in Bartlesville.
It's a good place.
Yes, yes. But we started this because it's something for girls that I am passionate about, teaching young women the importance of integrity, knowing who you are, and giving girls and empowering them with education. And so this is something that we are all three extremely passionate about, and it's not only a business for us, it's something that we really think is a mission statement.
Jill's almost edging in here. I think she needs to get on the conversation. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning. Hi. Basically, I think our main goal is to give girls confidence and to put tools in their toolbox. So when they're in certain social situations, they'll be able to know what to do and say, hey, I've got this. I can pull this tool out and know exactly what I want to say, what I want to do, and you know, I can come across with a lot of confidence, and
if I were to put two words in it, I think I would say be successful then, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I would agree with that.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about the workshop. What's going to go on, and how's it all going to work? And I guess are we changing voices again here?
Why don't you take it, Rosalie?
Okay. Okay, so we have two workshops. It's going to be two nights. On Friday, we're going to teach how to sit, stand, and walk. Then we're going to go and teach how to introduce yourself, how to get out of a car gracefully, the importance of good communication. And on the second night, we're gonna teach how to set a table, dining etiquette, and how to create new healthy habits. Now, we're not just gonna be teaching. We also wanna have fun. So when we thought of putting this workshop together, we are, you know, trying to be creative on how to also, you know, play games and apply these things and make it into a habit, you know, so they can go home or go into a different situation and be able to apply, be able to remember it. and share it with other people.
And so part of the fun aspect of learning is, well, number one, I think any teacher will tell you, you know, if you can make learning fun, it sticks better. The message goes in the head
right.
faster.
Right. And that's the idea,
like
to practice.
Fun is important to all of us.
I can tell there's a lot of laughing going on in the
yes,
room here.
Yes, we always have fun.
Yeah. And so you've already given some examples. I'm going to pick up one that I think we all see going on when we go out for dinner. Cell phone etiquette, that loud person in the movie theater, couples that, and I say this jokingly, but it's true, texting each other across the table.
It happens. This generation, I mean, it's not unusual to go into a group of teenagers and instead of communicating with each other, they're texting each other. And so one of the things we like to teach the girls is to put your phone away and learn to create a habit of turning your phone off, especially when you're in a face-to-face situation with someone, if you're on a date, if you're out with your family, you need to learn to silence your phones. I'm sure people out there have been in church before where you've heard a phone go off in church and everyone's looking around. I mean, there's certain situations that your phone should not be with you. It should be in your purse, it can be left at home, and you'll survive not having it with you for a little bit. It's hard, and it's hard for my generation too. I mean, I have friends that are addicted
are
to
all,
cell phones.
We're
yes.
all tethered to it.
It's a part of who we are as a community. And so teaching the girls the importance of setting healthy habits and understanding that sometimes there are addictions with cell phone and social media. You know, there's a study that was shown that you get these endorphins every time you check Facebook and you have a like, it like sends an endorphin to you. And so girls are maybe checking social media, and boys too. I use the word girls because that's kind of where I'm focused right now. But
there used to be one.
But they go to social media for those endorphins, and learning to realize that's not really who you are. A lot of times people are portrayed on social media as really as someone, I mean, no one really goes on to say, you know, oh, this really happened to me, or this is a bad thing. They don't like to portray themselves as having a hard life.
You mean that social media is not real life?
Well, I mean, of course, there's parts of it that are real, but there are parts that you can put on social media that can portray you as always a happy person where maybe you're not. And so that's really an important thing that we like to teach the girls, is give a reality check with that.
Also, we notice, you know, these kids are texting all day long, and they communicate through text all day long. And when
I say this somewhat jokingly, but I believe it to be true. They could put the phone on top of their head, blindfolded, and still
take
extra accurate text. You know?
Exactly. And so what happens is, let's say they go on a date, they don't know what to say to each other because they haven't developed some of the social skills that are needed when you're in person. So we want to make sure that these girls know the importance of, you know, developing these skills, you know, how to put your cell phone away, you know, why is it important to go out and spend time with friends and family and not just text and text and text, because there's more to it than just sitting at home with your cell phone or checking social media or, you know, that's what we want to teach the girls, just the basics, go out, go meet with friends and get to know the person.
So it's more than just social media, as in when to tweet, when not to tweet, and don't imitate certain politicians, I guess. Huh?
Yes, yes.
What else are other expectations do you have for the class? What else other than what we've been talking about?
Well, we're going to be teaching an old school etiquette maybe for some, but okay. Something that's a lost etiquette called dining etiquette. You know, a lot of families don't have time to sit down at a table anymore, and so when kids get older and they get in social situations and they go out to dinner, sometimes they're really lost on what fork to use. And so it's important, I think, like Jill said, giving girls the tools that they need to be confident in a situation that they're maybe at dinner and know what utensils should be held with what hand. We give a little hint. I can give you a little hint right now. If you make the okay sign like they did for Little Rascals with each hand, so your left hand's making a B and your right hand's making a D. On your left hand, that's your bread plate. So the bread plate will be right in front of you, and your right hand will make a D, and that's your drink will be on that side. So it's a little helpful hint on Radio Land out there for
there
free today that we'll give you.
So is this going to be the beginning of a series of other classes?
That's a great question. So a lot of people have asked us about workshops for boys, and I'm a mother of five boys, so I am passionate about teaching them etiquette too. I just got my son's white hankies for Christmas this year so they can learn to use those properly. But we are talking to someone
locally.
There
are certain uses for sleeves too, but you know.
Yes. Yeah. Well, hankies really aren't for men. They're for women. That's where you pull them out and you give them to a lady, and that shows some really good social skills. But anyway, I'm getting off subject.
Okay.
Getting back to, we have a need, I think, for a class for boys, but I wanted a strong male figure for that. So I've actually been talking to, he told me I could say his name today, Charles Kola, mm-hmm. who is known here in Bartlesville, who is a great guy. Boys love him because he's big and tough, but he's also got a really sweet side to him.
I don't think I've ever seen him frown. Beside the point, yeah.
But he is going to probably be helping us with our upcoming workshop for boys. We have some workshops in Houston coming up, probably in Tulsa. This is a new business for us, and so it's like been trying to mount a galloping horse is what I always tell people, because it's taken off really quickly and there has been a demand for it. So,
well, and I understand that this first class is just about full or completely full?
It's sold out, except we set aside some scholarships for girls ahead of time. So we have a list of girls who actually need sponsors. We've had some great sponsors already. Hillcrest Country Club is sponsoring our event. The United Way is sponsoring. Casa Hispana is, and the Play for Burke organization. And also individuals like Robbie Vaclaw has given money for girls to attend. So we have a few of those girls left that don't have scholarships now. So we wanted to be able to come on the radio, maybe ask if people are interested that they could help.
Yeah, and I'm going to continue that. I think Jason was getting ready to do the same thing here. If somebody would like to contribute some or part of a scholarship, how do they go about that?
Well, they can email us at www.howtolady.net, mm-hmm. or they can go on and follow us on How to Lady on Facebook, and they can call at 918-440-1079. Again, the number is 918-440-1079.
And this is what is it take, I'll say, for a scholarship? If you were to fully underwrite an individual, what would be the contribution?
Well, currently, this upcoming workshop, it costs $90, and that is two evenings. That's 6 to 8:30, both evenings. And that includes a formal dinner, snacks, a notebook, T-shirt, things like that. So a full sponsorship would be $90.
Okay. And I guess so we've talked all around the event, but we haven't actually talked about where it is and when it is. And I know, like you said, you're full with the exception of your scholarship people, but even they need to know when it is.
Well, our next workshop is going to be on March 3rd and 4th. So that's next Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
And it's going to be at Hillcrest Country Club. They've been really great in supporting us and helping us, so we're looking forward to it.
How did this whole idea come about? I'm sure good ideas typically come around almost maybe with a smile on their face, and have you ever thought about, and maybe even an offhand comment you didn't really mean, and then you say, oh, it works. How did this one happen?
Well, you know, like Stacy said, we run together almost every other day, and we always talk about different ideas and businesses and things like that. I'm passionate about business ideas, and this came up, and we were discussing how when you go out to a restaurant, how you see families even not talking to each other. They their cell phones are on the table. They're looking, you know, it seems like they're checking
Facebook.
Put yours
away, Jason. Oh.
Jason, please, your cell phone away. No, just kidding. But it looks like they're all like just texting or checking Facebook or even watching movies. You see some of these kids, and they're not interacting with each other, so you see it all the time, and that's probably why we thought of this idea. We really want to make a difference, and we all have girls, and that's probably why we thought of like doing this with girls first, because we really think that we need to make a change. We want to teach our girls what we know. Cell phone is something that has been introduced to us in the last decade, but for some of these girls, this is all they know. And so they don't know this, what we think is basic etiquette. They don't know it because no one's have ever taught them. And yeah. So that's what we want to do. We want to teach them want to put your cell phone away. Why is it appropriate to spend the time with the family? Why is it important to know how to set a table and to use your manners?
Sounds like a great idea. Well, if one individual who probably grew up with that one wired telephone in the house, and it was probably in the same room the TV set was in, Jason, how does this all strike you as something that, you know?
Well, one thing that fascinates me about this, I was speaking to everyone earlier about the class that I went through. My in-laws, I grew up in Tulsa. Mm-hmm. Everybody went through Skillies. My in-laws went to Skillies. I went to Skillies. My son, who is 23, went to Skillies. He was just at the... my son, at 13, was just right there as the smartphone came into existence. And at the time that I took etiquette classes, and at the time my son took etiquette classes, the notion of having to deal with social media, there was no social media.
If anything, it was MySpace or something. You know,
exactly. So the emphasis on actual human communication that over the last 10 years we seem to have lost, it's just fascinating.
Yeah,
I think you guys are really on to something that's going to blow up here. There's definitely a need.
And just going along with that, social media apps like Facebook and Snapchat are really only a photograph of who you're branding yourself to be. And so a lot of times it's not real what kids are seeing. And so with modern etiquette, it's teaching them that that's not really important part of who you are. We're going to give these girls the skills that, and hopefully in the future, give the boys the skills that they need, and maybe do a workshop together next year or in the year after that. We're kind of starting to fill up a little bit quicker.
Would it be a fair statement that the message to the guys would probably be mostly the same, but you're going to tell it differently?
Well, I think with boys, there is a... I'm trying to think of a gentle way to put this, but there is a really strong way for them to connect with social media, and it can be a problem. And I think they need a very strong role model to explain that to them. I think coming from a mother, you can tell them, but when you have a strong male role model that can stand in front of you and say, here are the dangers that you face, and here are some of the things, I think that's really important for boys. Of course, women are really important to boys too. You can ask any of my boys or mama's boys, and they love me, but I feel like in some situations it's important. As far back as you can remember, there are different etiquette for genders. And so I've had some people say, oh, this is just for girls. Boys need etiquette too. Well, I definitely agree with that. But there's just, boys don't need to know how to get out of a car in a dress, Charlie. And that's a really difficult thing to do.
I'm going to remain mute on that one.
Yeah,
Jason,
Charlie, I have very little experience in getting out of a car in a dress. But
I'm not even going to go to some of the theatrical roles I played.
But, anyway, but the getting out of a car makes a good segue for us.
The technology, I'm not sure that any of the sync systems or Toyota or anybody yet will interface with your Facebook, but you never know. The technology continues to grow with every new car.
It really does, and if you're interested in technology and new cars or lovingly owned used cars, come visit us at Dunge's Family of Autos, or take a look at any of our websites, which you can get to by going to dungeschoice.com.
Or you're on Facebook and Twitter.
Exactly. Or check out our friends at howtolady.net, www.howtolady.net, or find them at HowToLady on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, I will mention, as we get into the rainy season typically, one easy thing that you can do to maintain your car, one relatively inexpensive thing that you can do to maintain your car.
Charlie, how about some wiper blades?
Good idea.
It is wiper blade season, and we have wiper blades that fit every vehicle in American history. So
you don't just do Fords and Toyotas
Lincolns? No. Both our Toyota shop and our Ford shop are known far and wide for ASE certification. They're factory trained on their own specific lines, but believe me, they know every vehicle that rolls in. And Charlie, we are the home of the 995 oil change.
You are, and in the approximately 45 seconds that I've got left, I know that you also have a great detail shop.
Charlie, our detail shop is second to none. Enrique will make any vehicle shine. If you're driving around in something that you're a little bit embarrassed about being seen in, give us a call at 918-333-0900. We'll schedule an appointment with Enrique, and you won't believe what your car looks like when it comes out.
Check out the etiquette classes, particularly, at least initially, for the gals at howtolady.net. I want to make sure I get that extension on there correctly. We've got news on the way next from CBS. Local and area news on the way in just 4 minutes on 1400 K1.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. LGBT activists say the battle's not over despite the Trump administration's move to lift protections for transgender students in public schools who sought to use bathrooms that correspond to their gender identity. Some protesters gathered outside the White House.
Just because they rescinded the guidance doesn't mean that we all stop.
No.
We do not stop.
No.
We do not stop.
The CBS's Major Garrett.
This reversal is designed to take the federal government out of the transgender bathroom issue and put the debate and the search for solutions in the hands of states and local school districts. Now, critics say this will create confusion.
In North Carolina, where a bathroom law has cost the state sporting events and other business, CBS's Jim Crisula tells us there's a new bill for lawmakers to consider.
The bipartisan legislation eliminates parts of the LGBT law that has cost North Carolina job expansions, concerts, and sporting events. Democratic Representative Chris Scrow is the only openly gay member of the state legislature.
This is about trying to find a political expediency for House Republican and Senate Republican